Understanding the Market Crash and Our Sustainable Future. This is audio file 2 of 6.
I'm now at the top of page 5, and the next section is called Introduction, Overview. So just what is this all about, Henry?
Quotation.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. Events of the past few weeks are unprecedented in our lifetimes. Ever since Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring in 1962, we've been bombarded by constant messages of impending doom due to climate change, overpopulation, peak oil, species extinction, several financial bubbles, and hundreds of others. One of these messages of doom was Y2K, which came and went with barely an incident. But somehow, things feel different this time. Very different indeed. We've all heard tales of 1929, but none of us have lived through such challenging times. And there's a link available there on the word 1929 on page 5. This message is the most important of my life. This is a time to take off whatever hats and masks we might be wearing and to tell our deepest truths to one another. This is my contribution. I hope that this paper will start a deep conversation that it will spur massive action. I am not speaking to you as an entertainer or a computer consultant. Regardless of how we met or in what line of work or play, I am writing as a fellow human. We are all in this together. And now that everyone is wide awake, it is time to come together and face these challenges. I am writing with great hope for the future and with a plan of action. I am not an optimist or a pessimist, but a realist. I will limit the doom and gloom and focus on positive solutions. The key word I want you to remember is action. If I can spur you to take action, then I will have accomplished my goal. This was sent to hundreds of people across several countries and 3 continents. Since music is known as a universal language, I can assure you that you are a very diverse bunch. This is going out to Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, rich and poor, hippie and straight, young and old, informed and uninformed, religious and scientifically minded, male and female, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, New Age, Scientologist, atheist, secular humanist, and people of many occupations and walks of life. Some of you hear from me every week, and others haven't heard from me in 10 years. Some of you I've met in the last 2 months, and others I've known for decades. I cannot write 100 different versions. I must write one time for everyone. There is a lot of information to convey, since the situation is extremely complex. Some of it you will already know. Some you won't. Skim over the stuff you're already familiar with or that you're having difficulty understanding. Remember that others are just learning these things. Please be tolerant and understand that most readers are different than you. And please remember that even though we are different in many ways, we all share one human genome with 23 chromosome pairs that carry about 25,000 genes at last count. And that last sentence is linked at the bottom of page 5. We have all showed up here with the same basic blueprint, and we're all genetically related. And now we're at the top of page 6. With that said, please understand that I must talk to everyone at once. You will not see me waving an American flag here, since this is going out to Australians, Russians, Britons, Czechs, and Germans too. I will not be rooting for Barack Obama, since this is also going out to Republicans. And I will not be praying for God's help, since this is also being read by humanists, atheists, and pagans. It is important for me to show up here and speak in a voice that the widest audience might understand. This is indeed about you, but most of all, it's about us. This doesn't mean that I don't love my country or that I don't live a spiritual life. What it does mean is that I must be deeply respectful of the many beliefs and lifestyles of my family of friends, I have come to know across this tiny planet. I've been a futurist and sustainable living hobbyist for 40 years. I've been working intensively on Plan S for about 5 years. The S stands for sustainable, stable, solar, etc. Just this year, I've finally been getting Plan S organized enough to put on the internet. I created the first version just a few months ago, in June of 2008, but it's pretty raw and disorganized at this point. Plan S is a huge undertaking, and I need help, your help. I've been working on a mailing that I was planning on sending out around the first week of November, which is why some of you got a recent change of email notice. However, with the huge crash in world financial markets last week, I realize that this cannot wait. As I write these words on Friday night, the 8th of October, there is some indication we may have reached bottom, but who knows? Things are so crazy and volatile, it's anybody's guess what the world will look like in a week, much less early November, when the USA will be electing its next president. Plan S is a plan for a complete paradigm shift for humanity. I didn't write this paper to explain the whole plan. I'm just getting started on that over at my Plan S website. And there is lots more to come. What you're reading now is focused on the money and economics portion of Plan S. It is just the tip of the iceberg. There is no way to know when the other shoes may drop as this collapse unfolds. Gas lines, heating oil inventories, bankruptcies. I could go on, but I'll stop since I'm trying to focus here on solutions. This is a time for bold action, not complacency. Earlier I said this is a time to tell our deepest truths to one another. In addition to the external world collapsing all around us, I also need to share a number of things that are going on in my personal life. This is my 60th trip around the sun. I'm starting to have some health issues, and I have no descendants to pass everything on to. I'm referring to both stuff and knowledge. I don't know how long I'll be here, and I'm eager to begin the process of passing along before it's too late. We're all here for a short time, and I recognize that my time is getting short. You may not agree with all my analysis here. I'm human, and I will make mistakes. You may have knowledge that I lack and which I need. Which we all need. That's fine. The point is to get the conversation started. In the meantime, I need to lighten my load. Even if you disagree with my analysis here or my plan of action, you may be able to help out by taking some of this stuff off my hands. I'm looking to move material objects that no longer serve me out of my storage. And here we are at another section. This is page 7, and the title is, "Okay, Hank, so what is this Plan S already?" Quotation. "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." Albert Einstein. Quotation. "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." R. Buckminster Fuller. I can hear you chafing at the bit already. As much as I'd like to just lay it all out in 10 minutes, that won't be possible. We're talking about a plan with thousands of details and 5 years in the works. If you absolutely have to dive into the nitty-gritty or see the extent of it, just click on over to the Plan S page and have a quick look around. If you spend 10 to 15 minutes and open some of the files over there, you'll at least get an understanding of the scope. You will also understand that this is not just some fly-by-night brainstorm. It is well thought out, broad, deep, and detailed in scope, and it is in writing. This is about that new way of thinking that Einstein and Fuller speak of. This is indeed one gargantuan paradigm shift. Before you can understand the solution, a good grasp of the problem or underlying causes is required. In this paper, I intend to focus mostly on the causes and also on providing hope toward a sustainable future. This most recent upheaval in world markets is just the latest in a long series of upheavals that can easily be traced all the way back to World War I. I can even take it back to events in 1648, but I'll spare you for now. In the last 5 years, I've learned a whole slew of things that are almost totally unknown by the lay public, and mostly unknown by the few power elites who are running the world. And there's one thing I have to share that no one seems to be aware of, at least I haven't found anyone yet. It has to do with what is possible and what is impossible. By the way, for those of you already flashing on the Zeitgeist movie, Conspiracy Theories, or The World Order, Plan S is certainly aware of these and does comment on them. And there are links for a couple of those in that last sentence here on page 7. The power elites are not seen as evil, but rather as people like us who are highly uninformed. Plan S works to inform them and integrate them in the important work of paradigm shift. This is not about us-them thinking. This new thinking is just us. My purpose this weekend is not to tell you how Plan S is going to save the world or lead us into a sustainable future. That will come later. First, I want to explain the most important things I've learned over the past 5 years. These are the things that will help you to understand what is really going on that the talking heads and mass media will never tell you. And the reason they won't tell you isn't because they're being secretive or deceptive. A lot of it is just because they simply don't know. This is a prerequisite to understanding Plan S. It may help you to sleep at night, so here we go. Next section at the bottom of page 7, let's be realistic. Earlier I said I'm a realist, and that I'd limit the doom and focus on the positive. So gee whiz, we've been doing all these positive things for the last 40 years, like greater fuel efficiency cars, cleaner cities, green appliances, banning plastic bags, recycling, knowledge explosion, internet, telecommuting, compact fluorescents, low-flow showerheads, feathering the gas pedal and inflating the tires, banning CFCs, waterless urinals, reduced fat foods, and banning smoking in public buildings, just to name a few. So haven't we been taking this thing seriously and getting better? Indeed we have, my friends, and we deserve to pat ourselves on the back for these highly successful efforts that have paid off. But there's another view we need to look at. For every 10 steps humanity has taken forward, we've taken 100 steps backward. Well, that's just a rough guesstimate. In fact, I maintain a list of problems that is running somewhere between 500 and 600 at the moment. The list is on one of the pages over at Plan S. That's the Plan S website I'm referring to. If you really want to wallow in doom and gloom land, click here and search the page for sab.txt. It's totally unedited, but you'll get the picture. So, as a realist, we need to ask why we're doing all these positive things, yet on balance, we're getting such negative results. You see, I love to solve problems, and the bigger, messier, and more impossible ones are the ones I like the best. I enjoy large challenges. This seems like an important question, doesn't it? What we need is to reverse that score by taking 100 steps forward and only 10 backwards. My analysis shows that the reason for this positive action, but overall negative results, is that our species is uninformed regarding the basic laws of our universe, our planet, our bodies, and most especially our brains. Since we don't understand these basic laws, we routinely violate them. When laws are violated repeatedly, there are negative consequences, and these are sometimes rather dire. This is, of course, a simplification. There are a lot of details I'll have to leave for later. The important word there is uninformed. Our universe didn't come with user's manuals. We've had to figure it all out on our own, and we simply don't have all the basic laws figured out yet, so we keep violating them. It's not that we're ignorant, stupid, crazy, bad, evil, or delusional. We're just uninformed. To state that another way, we are severely lacking information since we arrived here with no user's manuals. I have intentionally chosen the word uninformed and use it extensively in Plan S and in this paper. I will explain shortly that it is important that we use language and thoughts carefully, since they program our brains. It certainly doesn't serve our species' quest to improve to continually engage in self-put-down and negative criticism. Quotation: "For every 1,000 hacking at the leaves of evil, there is one striking at the root." Henry David Thoreau. In other words, hacking at the leaves is like focusing on the symptoms of a disease. Treating symptoms never solves problems in the long term, since the problems grow back, just like the branches and leaves of a tree. To remove the tree, we have to strike at the roots. Much of my research these past 5 years has been in sleuthing out the root causes for all these problems we face, and I've hit pay dirt. Without understanding these root causes, no effective solution, plan, or action is possible. In fact, Thoreau really hit the nail on the head here. For 40 years, humanity has taken a whole lot of action, and it's all been what he calls hacking at the leaves, or dealing with symptoms. Friends, if I hadn't found this stuff I'm going to share with you right now, I wouldn't be wasting my time and yours. You see, without it, we would definitely be doomed to continue this unfortunate pattern of 10 steps forward and 100 steps back. This is the end of Audiophile 2.